Thousands of people are expected on Boston Common tomorrow, where a group that says it promotes free speech of all kinds has planned a rally. Following the violence at a right-wing rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend, what's expected to be an even larger counter-demonstration against white supremacy is also planned on the Common, and tight security is expected. Among those who've been trying to figure out just what to expect tomorrow is WBUR's Max Larkin, who joins us now. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So first off, if you would, remind us how this rally tomorrow on the Common was first envisioned.
Organizers had planned the event back in June, and they said it was all about free speech, that they were coming out to express a whole range of opinions. It was supposed to be the follow-up to a similar rally that had taken place on the Common last May and that passed without kind of attracting much notice. This time, the organizers had announced a series of even more provocative speakers who had called for violence and expressed what some say are hyper-nationalist or white supremacist views. But in light of what happened in Charlottesville, the organizers are now kind of trying to change their plans. There was a march element that's been taken away. The schedule has been shortened by a few hours, and the most provocative speakers won't be coming. There's still a crew of speakers, including some right-wing libertarian and even some progressive speakers, possibly. One of the event organizers, John Medler, says he expects that all the public pressure on the event will actually make for a more diverse group of speakers.
Our goal is to have a fun and interesting time with a bunch of interesting people. And ultimately, we want to have a celebration of our constitutional values.
Max, take us back, if you would. You covered that first rally back in May. Describe the scene back then.
Yeah, it felt a lot more like a small right-wing rally than a celebration of free speech, if I'm honest. It was a little tense, but it was mostly a war of words between two small groups of protesters, thanks to a really heavy police presence. On one side, there were probably a few hundred people holding sticks and flags and shields. They were mostly veterans, ex-police, some younger people who associate with the so-called alt-right. And then up on the hill, there were counter-protesters, mostly self-described anti-fascists and socialists. But the Boston Police Department had lined up shoulder to shoulder in between the two groups with bicycles, and they did a pretty good job of keeping the two sides from mixing. I saw one rally participant hit a protester in the face, but he was arrested and escorted out seconds later.
Max, what was the content like? What was being said at that demonstration back then?
Yeah, the rhetoric, on the other hand, was pretty violent. There was a lot of fiery language directed mainly at the media and the government. But there were some extreme speakers, including Augustus Invictus. He's an attorney and a right-wing political activist from Florida. And he used his time on the Parkman bandstand in Boston Common to call for what he described as a second civil war.
When you come to a point when political parties are ineffective, you have nothing left but force of arms.
Augustus Invictus is one of the speakers who won't be attending this time around. Organizers rescinded his invitation because of just that kind of violent rhetoric.
All right, let's bring it up to present. Go over the counter-protest plans for tomorrow in Boston Common.
The organizers of the counter-protest have gotten some logistical help from some familiar groups, especially Black Lives Matter, and a group that arose from the Women's March last January called March Forward Massachusetts. Karen Clausen-Cosmas is the director of that organization. She says the mood has changed a lot since January, when Boston Common was filled with women's marchers who were then just protesting what she called President Trump's violent words.
But it's different now. It is different. Words have become violent actions.
The counter-protest was first organized in response to the violence in Charlottesville and not actually as an explicit response to the free speech rally. But owing to that coincidence, the counter-protest has suddenly got a ton of interest online. Organizers say they could expect as many as 20 or 30,000 participants.
So then, bottom line, Max, do you have much of an idea about what people should expect tomorrow on Boston Common?
Of course, no one can really answer that question. No one could really say. But everyone expects that the counter rally is going to be a lot larger than the rally itself. And the Boston police, who more or less kept violence to a minimum last time, seem to be taking this event even more seriously. There'll be a massive police presence this time around. They say they'll use physical barriers. They'll keep the two sides apart using a neutral zone. And city officials say they won't allow weapons inside the rally area, which they did last time.
Okay, WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.